The Championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real Championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app and hit subscribe.
Hello everybody and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy, or should I rephrase it, the Ferrari P1 podcast, because Adrian knew he's going to go there soon because he can't retire, he won't retire, he cannot, he's not allowed as a despairing Ferrari fan. Come on Adrian, come on over. But this is what is being reported, Tommy, that Adrian is done. He's packing his bags. He's leaving Red Bull. And we now need to talk about what's going to happen next.
Indeed. Another twist in the craziest, silly season ever. It's not even just the drivers now. We're having like massive key personnel moving. And Adrian Newey is obviously such an important part of Formula One because he's won, well, many, 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 many championships with lots of different teams. Yeah, it's a huge story.
He has his career. Let's talk about it quickly. In 1980, he worked for Fittipaldi as an automotive designer. Then 1987 to 1989, he was the chief designer at March. Then 1990, Leighton House Racing as technical director. Then 91 to 96 at Williams as chief designer. Then 97 to 2005 with McLaren as technical director. And then he's been with Red Bull since 2006. And he has been designer of no less than 12 World Constructors Championship winning cars. So he's got the CV to really cash in at this stage, if I'm being completely honest with you. Like, I know my man is like, what, 65 years old? But I reckon, look, let's make it a round number. Let's go to 70. Let's get Ferrari a few world championships.
Five more Ferrari titles.
Well, not really, because he'll have to respect some gardening leave, which is obviously something that needs to be covered as well. But before we carry on, I would just like to say, if you wouldn't mind subscribing to the P1 YouTube channel, we're trying to hit 500k. We've got so many glorious talking points waiting to bubble over and get ready. And we'd love for you to join the P1 fam over on YouTube. Isn't that right, Tom Bellingham?
Yep. Get us to 500,000. Do it.
There you go. The words of a wordsmith, Tom Bellingham. First thoughts, of course, the craziest, as you say, Tommy, silliest of silly seasons, not even just with drivers, but with just general team personnel and everything else going on. And I mean, thank goodness we've had something to talk about with the likes of Hamilton going to Ferrari and Adrian Newey deciding to leave Red Bull. It's certainly, hopefully, creating the ingredients for some great racing in the near future. And not just, even as you being a Max Verstappen fan, Max Verstappen dominating, because nobody wants to see that, Tommy, do they?
No, we've said it before that the only thing that could have gone wrong for Red Bull at the moment is Red Bull themselves. Yeah. And this seems to be happening. We'll get into it. But yeah, my first thoughts are the fact that until this whole Horner situation happened, where I started to believe more that this would be a possibility and Newey leave, I thought until that happened that Adrian Newey would see out, you know, the rest of his Formula One career at Red Bull. I saw a clip on a podcast that got posted maybe like half a year ago before this storm happened, where Adrian was talking about like Red Bull or his family, and if he left now, it'd be like leaving his family. So he was dead set on staying for the rest of his career. But that has all changed now.
It certainly has. And I think it was something that you just wondered with that whole Horner situation, as you say, that it just felt like nothing actually gave. Nothing came of it, really. There wasn't a conclusion. But now with Newey set to leave Red Bull, this is obviously something that has now given. So first question comes in from Sydney XF1. How likely is Newey to Ferrari? Or is Aston Martin looking like a better choice? Right, so I'm going to give you two answers, one of which is full delusion. He's going to Ferrari 100%. Okay, listen up. Adrian, I've already pleaded to you on my personal TikTok as to reasons that you should go to Ferrari, but I'll also do it on the podcast as well. Great food. My God, Italian food. Can you get any better than that? Absolutely not. You won't get a better looking car on the grid either. Ferrari is just beautiful. You've got two fantastic drivers. And I didn't appreciate the comments that people put on that TikTok saying that, oh, you. And it was weird because you had two different sets of fans. One saying, oh, you threw in Lewis Hamilton in there like he's a good driver. I'm like, how is anyone still actually believing that Hamilton is washed? But then on the flip side of that, oh, you threw in Charles Leclerc like we wouldn't notice. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is the strongest driver pairing on the grid. And look, I mean, look, this is delusional, but there also are reasons there that I think Adrian should go to Ferrari. How likely is it, is the question from Sydney. I don't know. He's like sold his house, hasn't he? So that seems like he might want to pop to Italy for a few years. You know, I'm sure you can get lovely little houses there. And Ferrari, I'm sure that I have heard that Ferrari don't like remote working, but for Newey, get him on Zoom. You know what I mean? He can show his little drawings over Zoom if necessary. It doesn't matter where Newey wants to be. Surely Ferrari will bend over backwards to get him and Lewis Hamilton in the same team. That, oh, goodness gracious me. How likely is it? I don't know. I don't know, Tommy, but I want to say 100%, but I don't think it's as high as that.
No. But I do think it's going to happen. Like, my gut feeling is it's going to happen.
It.
And I'm not just saying that. I've thought this for a while, that I think we did a Patreon pod maybe, what, like 2 months ago, where we discussed the initial rumours and kind of said that, you know, we could see it happening. I think the key thing here is that you look at those two options. There are more, of course, but Adrian Newey is quoted not too long ago about his sort of, not regrets in Formula One, but just if he could do his career again, what might change. And those things that he said were that he'd love to work with Ferrari, he'd love to work with Lewis Hamilton, and he'd love to work with Fernando Alonso. Now, going to Aston Martin, he works with Fernando Alonso. Going to Ferrari, he works with Lewis Hamilton and Ferrari. So he ticks two massive bucket list things off. And I think Adrian Newey, being a motorsport nerd through and through, I don't think for a second that Lawrence Stroll is not throwing a massive number, probably just a blank check, say, just write whatever you want on it and come to Aston Martin. But as someone later on in their career, I think that Adrian Newey will sort of pick the romantic option of, you know, wanting to deliver, because what a way to sort of end your CV if he wins if he wins one or multiple world titles, we don't know, at Ferrari. That would just be like the pinnacle. And it's the same for Lewis Hamilton as a driver. We said at the time it's looking like a better decision now than what it was when he first signed, because we all said it's a sideways step. Now it's looking like Ferrari a lot better than, and Mercedes seem to be going a bit backwards. But you get to the end of your, you know, career, and anyone in life wants to, like, you know, tick things off their bucket list and stuff. And that is why I think Adrian Newey will want to be at Ferrari.
Yes, absolutely. I think that you make a good point, and we have already highlighted he's 65 years old. Money, I don't think at this stage of Adrian Newey's career, is an object. It's more about ticking off things that you've always wanted to do. When we get to 65 years old, I'm sure it'll be the same thing, where you just want to, when you finally are on your deathbed, you go, God, I'm so glad I did X, Y, and Z. And that's, I think, what Adrian will probably be thinking. A lot of people are saying, oh, is he going to retire? He could.
What a flex when everyone wants him, just to be like, you know what? Nah. And then,
yeah.
But I don't think he loves it too much, surely.
I think as well, it's not like he has to drive. We'll be talking about Fernando Alonso and he's 65 about, come on, all right, when is he actually going to stop driving Formula One cars? But Newey doesn't have to drive them. He just has to design them. And clearly he's still got it because Red Bull are absolutely outrageous at the moment.
And sorry, and also with Red Bull, like you say, like, let's be honest, it's far too coincidental, the Horner situation that he's leaving Red Bull. If this Horner situation hadn't have happened, would he now of all times gone, no, you know what, I'm going to retire? No. So so it's not a retirement. Like, it's he's left to make a point or whatever he thinks, and that's why I don't think he would retire personally.
Yeah, I would order it probably Ferrari, retirement, anything else. I think that's probably the order. But like Ferrari is like 99%, then it's 1%, then 0%. Of course, Aston Martin is another thing being spoken about. It's a British-based team, gets to work with Fernando Alonso, but then he also has to work with Lance Stroll. So there's parts there that obviously are drawbacks here. You know, why work with one great driver when you can work with two? But I genuinely believe that it just makes so much sense for him to go to Ferrari. So fingers crossed for my mental health that this will happen. And this is when, you knowing Ferrari fans' luck, Adrian Newey's wash doesn't have a clue what to do with the 2026 regulations. Like, that's my concern. But I feel as though he might well do okay, considering how many Constructors' Championship-winning cars he has helped create. Which now brings us beautifully onto our next question from Winamp. Why is Horner acting like Newey is not a fundamental part of the project? I believe, and this is just my opinion, that it is a case of Horner just digging his heels in and just trying to make sure he stays in the position that he is in. What cost that brings, he doesn't care, as long as he stays in the position that he is in. So I'm sure he is very aware of what Newey brings to the project, as with Max Verstappen and any other senior members of Red Bull. But this is, as I say, a case of Christian saying, well, no, you know, what would I do if I leave Red Bull? That's the pinnacle for him. Anything else, you know, where would he go? So that's my understanding of it, is that he knows deep down how crucial these members are, but his thirst for being in the position that he is in outweighs all of that.
Yeah, Formula One, there's a lot of big egos in Formula One, and you know, you only need to
Tom
watch
Bellingham being one of them.
You only need to watch Drive to Survive to see that, and particularly, you know, with someone like Horner, obviously Red Bull have won before, you know, 2010 to 2013, and now they're dominating Formula One again. And in Christian Horner's head, he will firmly believe, and you know, there's no doubt that he has led them to that success, to win all those titles. Now, whether he'd have done that without these key people, I personally don't believe so. And I think while Horner deserves credit, it's not the be all and end all that, you know, he is the. It's only Christian Horner being in charge of Red Bull that meant that they won these six titles, you know, and more. So I think, but also what you say, it is clear that he's got the backing of the Red Bull ownership, if you like, the Thai side of it, that Thai ownership. And that means that he is able to sort of stay in his position, and he is made it quite clear, and he said many, many times that, you know, doesn't need to leave. And from everything we've heard, because we've seen a lot of what's the term, like a game of bluff between Max Verstappen's side and Helmut Marko's side and all this kind of stuff of like who's going and what, this is the first sort of maybe domino that's falling now.
Yes, which again, God, what a segue. Next question. Alfred Greenwoo 9. Will Red Bull fall into some crisis, possibly losing Verstappen and more people with key roles in the team? So, of course, this does now open up the discussion once again about Max Verstappen and what he ends up deciding to do. And the more and more I think about it, and this, again, is not coming just from pure delusion, the more I feel as though there is a genuine chance that Max will leave Red Bull. Now, he would be silly to decide to leave and go to Mercedes or wherever in 2025. I don't think that's going to happen. I personally believe in 26, Mercedes is a genuine possibility. You've got to think right now, if you're losing Adrian Newey, if you're already rumoured to not have an advantage over the other big engine manufacturers in 26 when it becomes more of an engine formula and this, that and the other, you start to think about future-proofing yourself here. Are you going to put your money behind a Red Bull team that's lost Adrian Newey, or are you going to put your money behind perhaps a Mercedes getting back to the glory days of what they've had not that long ago? Let's not forget, I know they're washed now, but there's regulation changes coming. And could Max Verstappen decide that I've lost faith in Red Bull? I feel as though he could, with what's going on right now. And if you can see this Christian Horner potential situation where he is digging his heels in, that could implode the whole team and make them fall much further behind, back from where they are right now. So that's where I am sitting, is that 25 is locked, done, signed, sealed, delivered. Red Bull are going to win the world championship. That's what I believe. We've not got any regulation changes coming next year. But after that, I think it's fair game. Mercedes put in I find it so bizarre that Mercedes are willing to throw everything at Max, including, ambassadorship and all this sort of stuff. It completely does not make sense in my head, considering everything that's gone on. But this is the situation we're in. Hamilton has decided the loyalty's not there with Mercedes and gone to Ferrari, and there is an open slot. It's such a crazy situation, but it could happen.
It is a crazy situation. Said it on every single predictions that we've done, and every time we mention silly season, that you couldn't have planned it any better that we're about to get a big regulation change, but every single driver's contract is almost up 1 year early. And that makes it so odd that Formula One, if the 2026 regulations came in 2025, I think Max would go. I think I genuinely believe him. And a lot of people would go, oh, he'd never, he's just bluffing, he'd never leave Red Bull. I could tell from interviews that when he was talking about Helmut Marko, if he's gone, I'm going as well. I think Max is genuinely a really loyal person and can see that Helmut Marko has done a lot for his career. It's quite clear that the Verstappen camp aren't particularly happy with Horner, even though they're kind of pretending in team celebration photos like, yeah, everything's great. But that relationship's broken down, in my opinion. And I do genuinely believe Max when he is saying, well, if Helmut Marko goes, and I think he will try and negotiate something where he might decide to go, take Helmut with him maybe. I think there are genuine discussions with Mercedes. I do think it is genuine that Toto's been very outspoken, like you say, about wanting him. And it's not a guarantee that Red Bull are going to be really good in 2026. I've said this before. It is a complete regulation change. Look what happened when we changed after 2013. Everyone thought Vettel was going to dominate forever. And you'd never said in 2014 that Vettel wouldn't have even won a race. And you'd have laughed your head off at thinking that was going to be the case. And it's now going a completely different way, and everyone at Red Bull will know. We don't know from the outside, and there's been no talk of it yet, but they might know how things are going with Ford. I'm sure Ford aren't particularly happy with the situation at Red Bull either, and that's probably not helping their plans of developing a new engine and how things are going. And they might have Max and everyone who are on the inside might have seen stuff and go, well, we might not be very good in 2026, because they seem to, the teams do know, like Alpine knew they were going to fall off a cliff this year, like even though until you get on the track and see everyone else, the teams do know how their performance is going to be. So maybe there are warning signs that in 2026, they might not be the team they are now, which may seem a million miles away now, but it is a complete change.
And we talk about Max going to potentially Mercedes. What about if Mercedes targeted Helmut? Max might be that moving piece, but everyone's talking about, oh, will Max go to Mercedes? What if Helmut decides, you know, I'm sick of Red Bull right now and I want to change, and he goes to Mercedes, and then that causes the problem for Max of, well, what do I do now? And you speak about the loyalty. Whether that loyalty goes two ways and Helmut will only go if Max goes, I'm sure there are lots of discussions there as well. But it just keeps opening up. And I think with this whole Adrian Newey news, it has opened this can of worms up once again. Everyone, Max ain't going to go, blah, blah, blah. Now this happens. All of a sudden, your future is a lot different than perhaps the dream that was sold to Max when he signed that long-term deal with Red Bull. So, oh, God, we've got... the racing is absolutely terrible, but we've got some great off-track drama.
Well, hopefully this is the puzzle piece that moves, that needs to get the racing good on track again and it be a bit more...
I feel as though this is the foreplay before, you know, this is 26. My God, I reckon we've got a 10-way fight for the world championship.
Maybe Adrian Newey, as a Formula One fan, has just gone, you know what? I am too good. I think we need better racing. I'll retire for just the good of the sport.
Just no, gone. He's going to you Ferrari. Don't be Why stupid. Not? Don't listen to that, Adrian. I know you're a big listener of the P1 podcast. Go to Ferrari. Thank you.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app and hit subscribe.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
This episode is sponsored by Tennis Channel Plus. Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May the 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, the French Open promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens. Right, next question from prof_chuckles. Regardless of where Newey goes, do you think he will follow Verstappen to whatever team he ends up on? Now, this one's a loyalty that we've not discussed, and perhaps one that's not even really been spoken about in the media. It has been more about, as we've been saying, the Helmut and the Max loyalty. We've been saying that Verstappen might go to Mercedes and Adrian to Ferrari. I don't see that one as much, but then I'm not particularly up to speed with how their relationship is, to be honest with you. I don't know if you have more to say on that, Tommy.
Yeah, I personally, obviously Newey has said some amazing things about Max, and sometimes certain camps can use the Adrian Newey's success to diminish Max Verstappen's results, and equally the other way around. And I think Adrian Newey has sort of, you know, said that, you know, what Max is able to do in that car is unbelievable, and take it to, you know, the next level, because of course we go on about like, oh, it's all Adrian Newey doing it, but Sergio Perez last year, for example, you know, didn't have the best of mid seasons and things like that. So what Max has done is obviously unbelievable, but I don't think that I just don't see Adrian Newey. What I think the, like we said at the start, the romance of working with someone new, while he is has a lot of respect for Max Verstappen and what he can achieve, I don't think that Max, even if it was a case of like Helmut Marko and Verstappen go to Mercedes and they say to Adrian Newey, look, come to Mercedes and we can get the, you know, the old band back together and all this kind of stuff. I just think that the thrive for something new is what Adrian's gonna look for now, and it has been the perfect sort of it's the perfect excuse. We thought he was going to stay forever. He even himself thought he was going to stay at Red Bull forever and retire there. And I feel like there's surely something in his head that's gone, well, is this, you know, fate telling me that it's time for Ferrari? Like, I just feel like that is the case.
Yes. Categorically, yes. Thank you very much. next question. Andy Fleet 22 comes in with, if Newey is forced to see out his contract plus gardening leave, will teams wait that long for him as the 2026 cars could be built and racing by then? So, of course, Newey is contracted until the end of 25. Then he'd have to do his gardening leave. So 27 is when he'd be able to start. And then if you think how much time he would need to actually fully get up to speed, he might well be turning nearly 70 then. So how I would see this is that Red Bull, of course, would not be willing to let go of Newey easily. But I feel as though Ferrari, John Elkann, Fred, you know what I'm saying? They're all going to be there saying, look, how much? Come on. How much to let him go? And we've already seen Ferrari are very willing to put the money where their mouth is. And for people that say they can't afford it, I'm like, we need to differentiate Ferrari. Here. Need to differentiate here between the cost cap, which is about developing the car and the team's run. It does not include the top three paying individuals, which include, no surprise, the drivers. And I would imagine that third person is three, isn't it? I'm not mistaken here. I'm pretty sure it's the three key personnel doesn't.
It wouldn't come under the cost cap, which is why Aston Martin has become such a talking point, because they could essentially throw whatever at Newey.
Exactly. So with that, they can afford the Adrian Newey bills. And we've also said as well that I'm sure Adrian would do it for 50p in a meal deal, because he's all about the romance and he's not about the money, Adrian. Ferrari is the way. But that is, of course, that is how I see it going, is that Newey would be able to end his contract. Well, it sounds like he's going to leave Red Bull very, very soon, imminently. So I think that will be sorted one way or another. Then he'll do his gardening leave in 25, and then 26, here we go.
Yeah, because there was talk of Newey maybe leaving for a rival team before, and part of Newey wanting to stay was getting him on other projects that he wanted to achieve in his life. He's done that RB17 hypercar with Red Bull, so I'm sure, you know,
he's doing side quests.
Yeah, he is going to do side quests, and Ferrari can offer him, you know, I wouldn't even be surprised if they're like, you know what, you can have a road car called the Ferrari Newey, and you can make it. But this is what they've got in the locker as a company like Ferrari. They have the power. They have the romance and whatever. And Adrian Newey as a designer, that would something that would be, you know, really exciting for him, that he could do as well. So that is why Ferrari, I think, in pole position for it.
Hello. First time. And that's actually not the first time as well that a company's been willing to do that. I mean, McLaren, they did it for us.
Good one.
Sorry.
That is a good one. But actually, about this gardening leave and how will teams actually want Adrian Newey? Yes, he's Adrian Newey. look at all the championships that we rolled off at the start of the show. And of course, the 2026 regulation change will come in, and it will be Ferrari or whoever, whatever team he's going to go to, will have their car set for 2026 before Adrian Newey can even put a finger on it. But, and while there's this perception that now in this cost cap era, teams can't develop, look at Red Bull this year. They flipped their entire philosophy round of their car because they were worried that everyone would copy the Red Bull, and they've gone for a completely different car, and now they're even more dominant than they ever before. Look at what McLaren did when they got their upgrades in the middle of last season. They launched from the back right to the front. There is, you can still make massive gains. Aston Martin did the same. There are still massive gains to be had. So even if, for whatever reason, Ferrari aren't winning in 2026, sorry, Matt, I don't think that will be the case. I do actually think Ferrari are going to be really, really good. But he could take them to another level. They're not just going to be like, well, actually, Adrian, no, we don't need you. I know you've won a lot of championships, but we've got a car sorted. You're always going to want Adrian Newey on your team.
I do wonder as well, with gardening leave, how does one measure gardening
that Adrian
leave?
Is gardening.
Because look, yeah, like, for those that don't know what gardening leave is, he's basically not allowed to work on anything with regards to a rival team or anything like that. So, but I do wonder, right? You know, in 2025, Adrian's having a coffee with it. Yeah, and you're just going for a coffee with Fred. They're just friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Fred just whips out a little blueprint and goes, nothing. This is nothing. This is just a piece of paper. What do you think of my drawing? This is art. And then he'll go, God, no. What are you doing? No, don't do that. And then Fred will put it in the bin. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there are ways around it, but I'm not suggesting they would. But I just find that quite fascinating that there will not be any conversation if he does decide to go to another team, that he couldn't just go, what are you doing? And then just carry on with his coffee.
Teams are always looking for loopholes in Formula One. So Ferrari hire Adrian Newey as their gardener. And then he's there just like trimming the hedge, looking over the window like, looks good, guys. Or like, no, don't do that.
There you go.
That's the master plan. If you see Adrian Newey at Maranello planting some flowers, you'll know that the idea came from P1 Podcast.
Exactly. He'll be planting the seeds, but actually for the car. Anyway, right. So that is it. I think we're done. What a chat. Exciting bit of, well, imminent news. Tommy, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are exactly what you kind of mentioned earlier, that we need some juicy on-track action now, please. Loving all this chaos of the silly season, but give us a good one. Luckily, it's Miami next and it's a sprint, so I'm sure it'll be great.
That'll be good. Not one bad races, but two. But we'll be live on Twitch. At P1 Tommy.
Please keep watching.
All the content, as always. At least it's not a ridiculously early one. It's actually a late one this time, so that'll be interesting.
So I'll be asleep.
Yeah, you will. But no, you won't. You'll be energetic and great content coming out of your mouth. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you very soon. Adrian Newey to Ferrari. Take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.